KD2AIT listening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boulevard Rancher Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boulevard on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Could break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. KD2WI.
KD2WZ.
Okay, here's two. We'll start with KC2WI. Pete, good evening. What's going on?
Not too much. Never did rain here. I expected a few drops here and there, but we never got any rain. I thought this morning, the way it was going, it was going to rain. I got the grass cut and figured I'd better do it while it was dry, and it's still dry. And just been working till about 3 o'clock or so, and then went into Fowlville and did a bunch of things there. And still working on stuff. I picked up a laptop in town at Hooper's where people drop them off. And, you know, people do this to me all the time. I got a form, you know, customer information form. Fill it out, put your name and address, your phone number, your Windows username and password if you have it, what's your email address, and, you know, write, you know, fill out the computer brand and model if you know it, and then two boxes that are really important. One is the problem description or the work requested, and the other one is you got anything you need saved. Well, I got a name, I got an address, I got a date and a phone number, and nothing else. Have no clue. Person called me on the phone and said something about some computer problems, but I don't have a clue what they want. Not a clue. You gotta wonder. That's as bad as, and I don't know, maybe there's a password on it. I haven't looked yet, but, you know, that's as bad as bringing the laptop without the power cord, dropping off your computer and not telling me what your Windows password is. Sometimes you gotta wonder, do people actually use this thing? Or what? I don't know. All the time. Very frustrating. Suppose I should probably call right now. And if it's late, well, that's, you know, that's the way it goes. But I'll wait till tomorrow. Anyway, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Yeah, I know exactly how you feel. Sometimes I get emails about bug reports from software. They'll say, I did this, this, and this, and then there was an error message. Like, do you happen to write the error message down? You know, do you happen to write that down so maybe I could give me an idea of what's going on? No, it just errored out. Well, I need to know what the error message said. It could be a million things. And, you know, people, they just don't think sometimes. Well, all right. Thanks, Pete. We'll catch up to you later. K2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, hi. Wow, say hello to Pete and you, Jeff. And, yeah, I can relate to what Pete was saying. But I know whenever I have an error message, I write it down word for word, because I know it means a lot if you're trying to get tech support or something. But anyways, no rain down here either. And they've been predicting showers and thunderstorms there all day. So I don't know when they're going to come. Got the grass did get cut today, so that was one job out of the way. And it'll be good for another week. And not much more. It gets pretty warm here. It got up to at least 80 or better. I don't know how, but very muggy tonight. It's 72 degrees out. Only supposed to go down to 67. So I put the air conditioning on here about an hour ago. I figured we'll cool the house down a little bit before we go to bed and and may be more comfortable for sleeping. I was just thinking, I don't want to be the one that has to buy coffee for everybody by timing it out. Anyways, 7-3 is all around. Back to you, Jeff. K-A-2-9-Z.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, we didn't get any rain here either. We had a couple drops here a few minutes ago, but I mean, it stopped as quick as it started. Nothing to accumulate. I just figured you must have laid down some grass seed or something, so that's why it's been so dry lately.
No, I didn't, but my neighbor did, and he's been out there sprinkling it every day and cursing the fact that it's not raining. So I figure it's all his fault. K-A-2-Z.
Roger that. Yeah, if you want to go out and play golf or something, or you want to go, you know, do something outside, it's gonna rain. But the minute you need it to rain, well, what do you know? All right, Jack, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
WA2U.
KA2VLA.
Okay, there's two more. WA2U, John, good evening, what's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, WA2U. Good evening to the Stumble Falta 2 here on the Black River Valley repeater net. Good to hear Jack and Pete and Clint, and I'm, well, just tuned in. All is well with Kathy and I. We had a good trip down to New Jersey, and flights were all uncomplicated. Had good weather, a great concert, so came back kind of unusual going to a concert on a Sunday night, but a little different, but that's okay. And a good day today. Put a few Anderson power poles on a couple audio cables. We're going to give that a try. Some speaker cables so I can disconnect them easily without taking things apart. Actually, we picked up another receiver last Monday. A little small one, about 100 watts of channel, a little Sherwood. So the other one had gone on Fritz, and I didn't feel like taking things apart and checking fuses. We have a really nice 9.2 AV receiver, but we haven't hooked that up yet, so this is just kind of a side. The price is inexpensive, and we can put it down in the gym and hook up the speakers there. So, had a good day. Kathy worked out in the garden, got the grass cut, and I don't know, we were anticipating rain all day too, nothing happened. So that's okay. And I got to run some modest services, so. Turn it back over to you, Jeff. Oh, we had a nice campfire group this evening, so I got back into that this evening. WATU, back to that.
Okay, John. Yeah, I wish I was up there. I'd like to jump in on the campfire. I got there a couple last week, but can't reach it from here, although NA2A did send me a list of repeaters, so I got that in email today. That was kind of nice. But, all right, John, well, thanks for checking in. I'm glad you had a good time at the concert, and we'll catch up with you later. KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. I was just up the camp there today. I had to drop some stuff off, and I saw a nice buck cross the road up there. Couldn't tell how many points it had. Still had all that skin over his antlers there, but if I had to guess, I'd say they were 4-pointer or 6-pointer, somewhere there. Came right across the road, right there at the top of the notch, and headed down in towards the towards our camps. So maybe that's a good sign. So what's going on?
Oh, it sure sounds like a good sign. As long as they got horns on, they should be hanging around up there behaving. So I guess today we had a Legion meeting last night, and I got a bunch of work to pass out. We had a tournament, golf tournament, and I had quite a lot of sales on it. So we make out thank you notes and send them out afterwards. I got my pile of thank you notes, and I've been sending out thank you notes today, delivering them around the village. So that's about all. I'm anxious to get up there.
when I was up there today, I think I seen one deer fly while I was up there. It was getting kind of dark, like it was going to rain, but never did. But yeah, everything looked good. I saw a picture on my trail cam of a couple people I didn't know, but it wasn't a very clear picture. A man and a woman looked like a husband and wife. I can't tell. It might have been John Crabtree there and his wife, for all I know. Didn't know, but I drove down to both camps anyway just to check everything out, make sure everything was all right, and everything seemed fine. So I'm going to take another look at them here tonight. I brought them back with me and get them up here on the computer and look, but they were, you know, they were walking past the camera looking at it, so it was kind of fuzzy. But, hi, Clint. We'll catch up with you later, and you have a good evening. It's KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, it's for myself. Got a little bit of work done today, and then, like I said, we ran up to camp, and I got to work all night. That's about it. Not much else going on. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? This is KD2EIT. Okay. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to regular which you use. I'd like to thank Pete, Jack, John, and Clint for checking in tonight. And say 73 to anyone who's listening in. This is KD2EIT. Clear.
This is N2KKL for Oxen, looking for stations with or without traffic.
Good evening, this is KD2AIT, no traffic.
KD2AIT, gotcha. Thank you for signing in. Let's see. Any others? Thanks, Jeff. Any others wishing to sign in?
Good evening, Pauline. KC2NBU. No traffic.
KC2WI. No traffic.
Alrighty. KC2NBUA and KC2WIP. Thank you both for signing in. Any others? And this is the final call. Okay, gentlemen, I thank you all for signing in. 7-3, have a good evening. This is N2KKL, returning this repeater to other amateur uses, and I am QSY back to 1-7.